dirty hot rod. Everybody knows it. I don't have to say what I am, because I've done it. It's the difference between you and me. You talk about it, I do it.
You will know that your ass is mine, and that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
Stanley Mack, thank you for that raucous introduction, baby. Pandemonium here, September 27th, 2020, as the Eastside Dave and Son Wrestling Show gears up for Clash of Champions Gold Rush tonight on the WWE Network. My name is Eastside Dave McDonald, and I am with my son. And my son, apparently, because I've taken a poll on Twitter, I said, who is the best on the Eastside Davidson Wrestling Show? Unfortunately, I guess I have to give it up to my son, Stanley Mack. Apparently, he is the number one superstar and the number one most popular person on the Eastside Davidson Wrestling
Show. Oh, hi, number three, you are.
What do you mean, number three? How would I get to it? It's the Eastside Davidson Wrestling Show. There's two of us. With all due respect, your mathematical skills, which are usually quite good, today your mathematical skills are garbage.
No, see, Juliana's number two.
Juliana McDonald. You know what? It's an excellent point. Juliana McDonald, Juliana Mack, are oftentimes special guest star. So you're saying that even though I'm the one who's got to edit these things and put them up online. And by the way, once again, we'd like to say how proud we are to be on WRAT.com and B-Pod Studios. That's the Beasley Podcasting Network.
It's an honor.
It is an honor. We are now syndicated throughout the country. People in Detroit are listening to the Eastside Davidson Wrestling Show. People in Philly are listening to the Eastside Davidson. People in Boston, Washington, D.C., Wall Township, New Jersey are all listening to the Eastside Davidson. And Texas. So I'm the third most popular person on the show. That's upsetting. I won't argue with that. Stanley Mack, the person sitting to my left, is the star. I won't argue that. You're the baby face of baby faces. I am just enraged about it. Sick with jealousy. As I feel like I should be the star. And yet it's always Stanley. It's Stanley this and Stanley that. One day I'm getting my hands on that championship, brother. One day I'm getting my hands on that Eastside Dave and Son title. And nobody's going to stop me. Anyway. You excited?
Yeah, I'm excited.
You excited for tonight? Clash of Champions, my friend. WWE pay-per-view. This one is called Clash of Champions Gold Rush because they're putting slogans on all their pay-per-views
these
days.
Doesn't matter.
You excited for it?
Am I excited? Well, give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's my answer. Hell yeah, I'm excited for Clash of Champions Gold Rush. That
no.
was a loud.
I liked it. It wasn't loud at all. Not for my taste. Let me ask you a question, though, real quick. How is school going during the pandemic?
I like virtual.
Virtual school?
I mean, I don't like it.
You don't like virtual?
I don't.
You don't like learning on a computer? Your teachers, are they okay?
Yeah.
Are you a fan of your teachers?
Yeah, I like my teachers a lot.
You like your teachers, so that's a good start. You don't like learning on the computer. Gym class during virtual. This is something that I'm curious about. How do you have gym during virtual? Does the gym teacher just say, drop and give me 50 push-ups, and then he just stares into the camera as you're doing 50 push-ups online or something? How does that work?
Now you just basically now you just go outside and we'll just play ball.
See, that's not how I would do it. I would be a good old fashioned gym teacher with the whistle and the hat, and I'd be like, "All right, 50 sit-ups," and then all the kids would have to do them online. That'd be really weird. You know? And then I'd be like, "Okay, run around the. You know what? Give me 10 laps," and the kids would just have to run around their computers for like 10 minutes.
Which would be pretty. It actually wouldn't be that hard, would it?
Yeah, but for 10 minutes, you'd be dizzy as heck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Going around a small thing like that. All right, anyway, so overall, the pandemic's been, you know, you're starting a new school there, and that's been okay?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
By the way, that would not be good exercise.
No, it'd be good to make you sick. It'd be good to get nauseous and dizzy running around a table for 10 minutes. That would be bad. Anyway, let's get the Clash of Champions, baby. We're the wrestling prognosticating machines over here. We are the wrestling prediction masters over here. And let's get to our business right now.
Let's get ready to suck it and break it down.
Okay. We're not going. Listen, here we go. Clash of Champions, Asuka versus Zelina Vega for the WWE Raw Women's Championship. Asuka's your champion, your Raw Women's Champion. And this is going to be the first match. In fact, this will be on the pre-show, but we're doing it because it's an important match to do it. We think, at least. Stanley Mack, what do you like? Asuka or Zelina Vega, who apparently is no longer a manager? Remember, she was managing Andrade and Angel Garza. It appears that she is going solo, has decided no more managing. I will be a superstar, a wrestler, an in-ring wrestler. Stanley, who do you like?
See, they weren't the one out in this. What I mean is, what they should have done, this match shouldn't be happening. They should have done, Selena should have told Asuka, listen, I think I should be your manager. That's what they should have done.
Oh, that's interesting.
And that isn't happening. I'm going to go with Asuka to win. But I feel like they made the one wow.
Well, I actually like that. I never thought about that before. We don't get a lot of women managers managing women. And Zelina Vega managing Asuka would be interesting. Now, so does that mean that you're going with Zelina Vega in this match? Who is your prediction?
No, I remember I just said I'm going with Asuka.
Asuka. I like your angle. I was ready to go Zelina Vega. But I think that how about this? Asuka wins, then Zelina Vega's managing, but then Zelina can turn on Asuka. Yeah, your way would. Oh, man. I was all ready to do a Zelina Vega prediction here, and you really threw a monkey wrench into this. You know what? I'm going to stick with it, though I do give you credit for a good angle. I am going to go with Zelina Vega. My only reasoning is because I feel like the WWE likes when Asuka wins the championship, but not necessarily when she is the champion. Like, it seems like when she is about to attain the championship, the program, the run that they have her on is much more interesting. And then once she becomes champion, it's like the creative or the writers forget what to do with her. I don't know.
Let's have her against, let's have her just continue her food for another 6 months and then lose it.
Yeah. It doesn't make, and sometimes not even, sometimes a month. And then they just take it off and it's like, okay, Asuka's champ, and now we don't know what to do with her. Well, she's champ. Do something.
This Selena Vega feud could be good for her, though.
Yeah.
At least it's a storyline.
Well, listen. While I like your program, I gotta be stubborn, and I'm sticking with Zelina Vega to win the WWE Raw Women's Championship tonight. But it's a good prediction, Stanley. All right. Let's go on to the next one. Cesaro and Shinsuke Nakamura, your SmackDown Tag Team Champions, will take on the Lucha House Party, Kalisto, Grand Metalik, and Lince Dorado for the WWE SmackDown Tag Team Championship. Stanley, who do you like?
Let's see. We got, you know what? We got Cesaro and Shinsuke Nakamura are going to retain. Ooh. But then Kalisto backstabs.
Whoa.
Grand Metalik and Lince Dorado.
Whoa!
Backstab.
So you're predicting Cesaro and Shinsuke win. And then after the match, Kalisto backstabs Grand Metalik and Lince Dorado. That's your prediction?
Yep.
Wow. You're very specific today, and I like it. But I have to disagree. I feel like Lucha House Party has been on a roll since the Elimination Chamber. It's time already to give them a championship. Come on.
It is. You know what, Daddy? Am I saying you're on here? Because I'm saying you're correct. It's time, but WWE is not going to give the people what they want.
I think they will tonight, as Lucha House Party finally, after years and years of being in the WWE, finally wins the SmackDown Tag Team Championship. I do.
I feel like out of them, Whip Sinkalata is probably the worst.
Lindsay Dorado, no, he's good.
I like Wonder Man of the Week and Kalisto more, do you?
Uh-oh. Okay, well, Stanley throwing a little controversy toward Lindsay Dorado's way. Don't forget, when you know, Kalisto was out for all this time, it was just Grand Metalik and Lindsay Dorado, and it was Grand Metalik and Lindsay Dorado in that Elimination Chamber match, which everyone loved.
Yeah.
Don't forget that.
Thanks to Grand Metalik.
And Lindsay Dorado, thank you very
You're
much.
You're Lindsay Dorado fan. We need to have it. Lindsay Dorado.
Lindsay Dorado.
Grand Metalik.
Oh, I thought we were doing a chant. So I am going with Lucha House Party. So far, Stanley and I disagreeing on everything. This is very, very interesting. Let's go for the WWE United States Championship match. Your United States Champion, Bobby Lashley, will take on Apollo Crews. Who do you like, Stan?
You know what? I'm feeling the man known as... Wait, I need to think about this one.
Bobby Lashley or Apollo Crews? Let's go. Lashley?
Bobby Lashley!
Oh, wow. Very forceful, very strong. I mean, that was intense right there. Bobby Lashley certainly turned a corner when he has been working in the Hurt Business. We think the Hurt Business has been actually pretty good. It's been a lot better than anything else, Bobby Lashley. I mean, Bobby Lashley, Lana was like a nightmare that I definitely want to forget about. Many bad Bobby Lashley angles over the course of the last year and a half, 2 years. I think I'm going to agree with you. I think finally Bobby Lashley has a little bit of a momentum because of the Hurt Business. And I think Lashley will win. I do. I think Lashley's going to defeat Apollo Crews. And so now, okay, we're agreeing on something for a change. Next one. Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler, your women's tag team champions, versus the Riot Squad, Ruby Riot and Liv Morgan. Stanley, who do you like?
You know what? Let's take it to the announcer.
Yes.
Wait a minute. That's his finisher move when he calls it the Upset City Connects. And you know what that means? That means Upset City. The Riot Squad.
Whoa!
The Wyatt Squad become your new women's tag team champions.
What? How the heck are the Riot Squad? With all due respect, I like them. I like Ruby Riot. Liv Morgan, the gal from New Jersey, what's not to like? But they're a little small, a little thin. How are they supposed to defeat Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler? I repeat, Ruby Riott and Liv Morgan, wonderful people. I'm sure I'd like to have a nice espresso with them and some chips. I'm sure we could go to a comic book store and have a great time looking at Wolverine and Batman comic books. But we're talking about defeating two powerhouses like Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler.
It's the time.
How? I can't physically see it. I'm sorry. I gotta disagree with you in a big way, Stanley Mack. Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler retain the women's tag team championships. I'm sorry. And quite frankly, I might have to get your sanity checked. You seem crazy.
I'm not. You're the one. You're the one who's been crazy about me being the number one star and you being the number three.
I'm crazy with jealousy is what I am. All the things that I've done for this show, for this podcast, the number one father-son podcast in the world, and that's a fact. And yet, I don't get anything. Oh, it says great job on the wrestling podcast, Dave, man. It's always Stanley this, Stanley that, even Juliana this, and Juliana that. And nobody gives me credit. And nobody says congratulations to me. They don't care that it takes me an hour and a half to edit these shows. Did you like my fake crying / meltdown right there? Was that believable? Because everything I said was true, but I was performing a little bit. Did you like that? Was it realistic?
I actually felt like I'm laughing right now because it was so bad.
Bad. Okay, fine. Bad, not the acting, though. Like, the acting, what'd you think of the acting? Go ahead.
The accident was the, that's what I meant by bad.
That's what you meant by bad. Okay, sorry. So it was bad. What I just did was bad. Not, didn't work. Wasn't believable.
Was not believable.
Okay, fine. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Why?
I'm just saying.
Why are you a Westerner?
These shows don't magically appear. By the way, I gotta point out, in case people are listening, I don't know if you're listening on EastsideDaveCountry.com. That's my personal and official website for all things East Side Dave. Or if you're listening on WRAT.com. That's the official website of 95.9 The Rat, the biggest rock radio station in New Jersey. Or if you're listening on B-Pod Studios, because Stanley and I have been picked up. We are nationally syndicated on the Beasley Podcasting Network of Studios, B-Pod Studios. That means people in Detroit are listening to the East Side Davidson Wrestling Show. That means people in Boston are listening to the East Side Davidson Wrestling Show. That means people in Asbury Park, New Jersey.
Pretty close.
Okay. Bad example. But you catch my point. We're syndicated all over the place, and we thank you. So it's a lot of work that I do, and I don't, you know, but, you know, I do recognize you're the star, I guess.
Australia!
Australia! The East Side Davidson Wrestling Show. Okay, so that does it for that. Now, next match. All right, Stanley. We got another tag team match, my friend. The Street Profits, Angelo Dawkins and Montez Ford versus Andrade and Angel Garza for the Raw Tag Team Championships. The Street Profits, of course, are your Raw Tag Team Champions. Stanley, who do you like?
You know, I gotta go with the team of Angel Garza and Andrade.
What? Wow! Angel Garza and Andrade. Now, I thought with Zelina Vega leaving them, remember she was their manager and now she's gone. She's flown the coop, as they say. I thought that Andrade and Angel Garza would be okay. Like that they would not win. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I think we're going to get a little Tristan turn.
I like that. I am going to disagree with you. I do not think Andrade and Angel Garza are going to win this. I think Street Profits are going to win. But, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing Angel Garza and Andrade winning this one. I wouldn't.
Surprise.
I wouldn't. And I'm thinking maybe it's time to start thinking about turning the Street Profits. Was that your idea? Turning the Street Profits heel?
Yeah, I was actually about to say that.
Go ahead, say it, say it. We talked about this off the air.
We talked about this off the air.
This is Stanley Mack's idea.
Go ahead.
I think the Street Profits, because, like, you know how Sami Zayn was when he was a face, I always thought, we both always found him annoying.
Yeah, when Sami Zayn was a good guy, supposed to be getting crowd support, we did find him annoying.
Yeah.
That's true. And I'm finding that same thing with Angelo Dawkins, truthfully.
And this is my point, is that the thing is, Sammy, then he turned heel, and didn't we love him?
Yes, he's a great heel.
Much better heel than the face.
Absolutely.
And the point is, what if they did that to the Street Profits?
I like that. And I agree with it. And that was your point, and I'm agreeing with it. I'm giving you the credit. I would like to see that happen. Because like I said, Angelo Dawkins, I don't know, there's something about him that's starting to annoy me. And if Montez Ford starts to annoy me, then I really am going to be annoyed. And maybe they should definitely go heel. I like your idea. I do. Okay, next one. Stanley Mack, this is a good match here. Jeff Hardy, your Intercontinental Champion, will be involved in a triple threat ladder match. Listen to this. Jeff Hardy versus AJ Styles versus the aforementioned Sami Zayn. Woo-wee! This has the potential to be a show stealer here.
This is tough prediction. We got AJ Styles. This man believes he should be the White for IC champion.
That's right, because Jeff Hardy kicked him when the ref wasn't looking with his knee brace. He kneed him with his leg brace. And so AJ Styles has been accusing Jeff Hardy of being a cheater all this time. And then Sami Zayn, what about him, Stanley? Give us his backstory.
Sami Zayn, he was an IC champion until, well, COVID came around, the lockdown, and
he couldn't come to it. He couldn't get it to America.
The thing is, though,
he had to surrender. Sami Zayn had to surrender his Intercontinental Championship.
The thing is, though, is that they all like punishing him for that.
Listen. You have to defend your championship belt within 30 days, or you have to surrender it. Dem's the rules. And Sami was out for about 6 months. He's now back.
What about Brock Lesnar? He gets to defend whoever he wants.
But that's because he abides by the Brock Lesnar rule, which is that he doesn't have to play by the same rules as everyone else. Got it? All right, so who do you like, though?
I gotta go with... Whoa! Sami Zayn!
Wow. Now that, my friend, would be interesting. That's an upset special. I like that prediction. So you think Sami Zayn's gonna win this Intercontinental Championship? Wow. I like the prediction. Just to disagree, because I think Jeff Hardy, they were talking about, one last good run. So if you have Jeff Hardy defeating the previous two Intercontinental Champions in the same match, in Sami Zayn and AJ Styles, I think that would mean a lot to Jeff. So I'll go Jeff Hardy, but I will say you're on fire today with your predictions.
I'm going to be like, he's an AEW.
Next one, Bayley, your WWE SmackDown Women's Champion versus Nikki Cross. Now, a little backstory here. Nikki Cross, best friend of Alexa Bliss. But what's up with Alexa? Has she been hypnotized by the Fiend? Seems like the Fiend is possessed. Alexa Bliss. She's now staring into the darkness, wondering, where has my sanity gone? Who do you like, Stan?
Oh, all right. So enough of those bad jokes.
Bad jokes? Go ahead.
It is going to be... I think it's Bayley. Bayley's backstory... Well, Lucina's turned on her best friend, Sasha. That's her backstory.
You got it. All right, this is one where I could actually see it going either way with the same sort of ending. In other words, I could see Nikki Cross about to beat Bayley, and that's what we're talking about with her friendship with Alexa Bliss. They're still friends, but every once in a while, Alexa gets into this crazy zone of being possessed to controlled by the Fiend. I think that at the same time, Bayley could almost be about to defeat Nikki Cross when I could see Sasha come out and screw things up for Bayley.
Except this time, she ain't can't hypnotize with anyone.
Right.
She's just...
So I don't know where to go with this one. Who did you say? Who are you going with here?
I'm going... You know what? I said I have to go with Bayley.
You're going with Bayley? I'm thinking I'm going with Bayley too. I don't think Nikki Cross is going to win quite yet. I'm going with Bayley. I'm going with Bayley. Yeah. I think Nikki Cross can get a championship. I do. But I'm not sure if right now is the time.
Yeah, especially for a thing for What's a Boys.
Yeah.
It was like, because no, definitely not. Do you know what? You know who's going to beat Bayley? Sasha Banks.
Sasha Banks.
That's going to be the lady to beat her.
You would think. You would definitely think that Sasha's going to, take that championship off of Bayley, which means that Bayley can't lose tonight. I agree with you. All right, next one.
Must Bayley just beat Nikki Cross back like 5 nights later.
Good point. Stanley, we got 2 matches left. That's it. And they're both humongous matches. Let's start with the WWE Championship match. This is huge. Drew McIntyre, your WWE champion, takes on Randy Orton in an ambulance match. Oh, my. Physicality.
This is gonna be some match, and honestly, I have to go with. Let's see, I think Drew McIntyre.
Wow! You went with Drew McIntyre. I could tell, though, that you were sort of 50-50, flip of a coin.
I am. It's in my head, there's actually a coin, it's actually in my mind. And it was flipped.
So in your head, so in your brain, instead of thinking about things, you just see a coin flipping all the time?
Yeah. That's what's actually it. And it flipped in the Jumac and it went in his face.
I just want this to be on the record. I think of normal things. you know, birds roller skating, you know, tigers, you know, throwing darts. You know, I think of normal things, vampires playing miniature golf. But you think of a flipping coin constantly. That means you're nutso.
You think of vampires?
I don't know what you're talking about. I think I'm going to disagree with you on the Orton-McIntyre match, Macko. Randy Orton with an RKO out of nowhere. Oh, my God.
And then what does he do? He just puts him in the ambulance?
Because if Randy Orton wins, I believe he would get to championship number 14. And you've heard my philosophy. I think Randy Orton's going to get to 16 and tie John Cena and Ric Flair before Flair or Cena. Well, Flair's not going to break anything. So before Cena gets to 17.
I think it's going to be Flair. I think it's going to be Randy's record, maybe.
It's quite possible. So I think that Randy is going to get that 14th championship tonight, baby.
And you know what? You make a good point. I'll admit.
Thank you. It's about time.
For someone that thinks vampires... Playing ping pong, miniature golf.
Excuse me, vampires playing miniature golf. Werewolves play ping pong. How could you be so silly? Werewolves play ping pong. Vampires play miniature golf. Okay, the creature from the Black Lagoon likes to play Connect Four. Okay, the evil dragon from Middle Earth enjoys playing Mario Kart. Okay, just know your monsters and their correlating games. Gosh.
So
who do you like? All right, so you went Drew, I went Orton. Last match for the WWE Universal Championship in the match that everyone's talking about because everyone is talking about Roman Reigns going heel. For the first time in his WWE career, as he has aligned with the evil, slimy, disgusting, immoral Paul Heyman. And so Roman Reigns, with Paul Heyman by his side, takes on his cousin, Jey Uso, tonight for the Universal Championship.
And I want to point something out about Paul Heyman. Is that, you know, I've noticed one thing about like what separates Paul Heyman from like, any other managers. Is that all the other managers cheat. They always cheat.
That's true. Paul rarely cheats. You rarely see him hit someone.
In WCW, he did when he was Paul Dangerous, where he would hit people with phones.
Good point.
But he hasn't in WWE.
No. All right. So give me a prediction.
A prediction. I lied. And I have to go with. Let's see. I need Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns.
You know what? You know what's going to be the whole match? He's just going to hit him with, like, 7 spears. I'm not even joking. Like,
let me just say this.
Jay's done.
I agree with you. I not only want to see Roman Reigns defeat his cousin Jey Uso, I want Roman Reigns to absolutely annihilate his cousin Jey Uso. I want Jey Uso's body parts to fall off. I want his arms to be thrown into the bleachers. I want Jey Uso's legs to be thrown underneath the ring for a future no DQ match. Instead of getting a kendo stick, you just grab Jey Uso's legs and hit the other guys with them. I don't want Jey Uso to even be a person anymore. Honestly, I want Roman Reigns to come in here and annihilate Jey Uso and just leave him a puddle of Uso flesh as Roman and Paul Heyman make their way to the back of the arena. You understand what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. I want to see this. Roman's going to just hit Jey Uso with spears until Jey Uso's like...
splits in half.
Yeah, until he splits...
He breaks in half. And then Roman Reigns takes Jey Uso's upper half of his body and pretends it's a puppet. And it, like, you know, like Roman Reigns... Like, Roman Reigns cuts Jey Uso in half. And he picks up his torso. He cuts like a little part where, if like, he could put his hand in his mouth and pretends like, "Hi, I'm Jey Uso, and now I'm a puppet. My WWE career is done, but at least I'm a puppet now."
Now, how what people think?
People would probably arrest Roman Reigns, Paul Heyman, Vince McMahon, and us. We would all be arrested if that happened.
Why us? For bringing up this idea?
You can't cut people in half. I've told you this before. It's highly illegal. Anyway, that'll do it. What a weird ending. For the East Side Dave and Son Wrestling Show, my name is East Side Dave, and yes, the number one star of the show, Stanley Mack. Stanley, say something to the fine folks. Give us some parting thoughts of Clash of Champions Gold Rush tonight. Give them something. Something, anything.
All right. Well, have fun watching Clash of Champions Gold Rush.
All right. I love it. Good ending. Great episode. We'll see you guys later. Enjoy Clash of Champions Gold Rush tonight. Later.